chao.
Chao, chao.
It appears you're the only one home so far.
I think so. I think I'm the only one that I've heard so far.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Baruch Hashem, I'm doing well.
Oh,
I received your envelope. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have you received my second one yet?
No, this was the first one.
Okay, there's another one that I sent. You'll get another one.
Thank you. So what's going on with you? You getting settled at all?
Yes, I purchased another. It's a bigger camper than the one I was in, and there's a lot of work that's being done on my property, and I've been pretty busy.
Construction is always not the. It's something that has to be watched.
Yeah, it's. I'm doing a lot of physical work along with that, you know, myself. So.
Understand. But it's important
but it's okay.
to remember, you can't do the same physical work you did when you were 20.
Tell my body that. It doesn't know yet. it doesn't realize that yet.
Well, be careful that it does realize it, or don't let the mind tell your body what it can do.
Yeah. It's only the morning after it realizes it.
That's the problem. You got to get it to realize it while it's happening.
The day before. Yeah.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Shavuot Tov.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. I'm a little bit late because Brian was telling me he just put some honey on my front porch. So I'm gonna need to go get it. And I was trying to answer and quit. That's why I'm late. Sorry about that.
Not to worry. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach.
Okay, let me see.
Gedulat Shemincha Tati Terura Aleph Bet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu No Fresh iron, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalit, Yud Kashin. Barhem Taharem, Rakame Sitkatha, Tamid Kamlem. Betet Resh, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Bero Tucha, Nael Adata. Bet Kuf Bet, Tet Nunayan. Yachid Gea, Lamcha Pene, Zokre Kedushata. Yud Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodea talumo, shin kufav, tariyata. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy, Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai El Rahum Vechanun Erech Apayim Berav Chesed Be'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim Nosteyawon Vafesha Vechata'a Venakei. We will now connect with certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It comes from Parashah Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kutcha barichu ishkinte bichilu, urchimu, urchilu, urchilu, urchimu. Ve'ahta l'shem yudhe b'vavhe, ve'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, lasuk Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu karanei aleinu maaseh yadeinu karaneihu. Rabbi Abba amar v'kama atar taneinan dekudsha. Berichu koma diavid leela witata. Kolaihu kishot yovada dikshot. Belei lachmila bialma divae varnash. Ledach yaleya mineya ulan haga. Beya kalana tehakulu ovada. Dikshot inun wikolai tzerich. Bialma. Energy of the year 5780, our current year, has two aspects, a revealed aspect having to do with the word compensation, and a concealed aspect having to do with the goodness of Hashem, referred to as Shefa. By studying the verses that connect to the year 5780, we are able to reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation. So tonight we will study Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Ve'im tachtecha tamod habaheret lo pasata tarevet ashrin hivet v'ticharon hakohen. The translation. But if the bright spot stay in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. This verse has 11 words, which connects to the ketoret, and the ketoret is the incense that is designed with 11 components that cause us to come closer to Hashem. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom liami li Yisrael untati v'shakan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'amnoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka hey, hey, yo, hey, ta, she, hey, ray, yo, yo, wa, wa, me, la, ka, be, wa, she, ray, yo, hey, wa, la, hey, hey, ka, wa, ko, me, nu, da, anu, yo, hey, me, ray, hey, yo, yo, za, hey, 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 me, yo, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, la, hey, sa a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me re ka nu me me yo yo la he he ra he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo ta me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a yo cha la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa nu yo hey hey shi a yo re ta shi a hey re la yo a wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo wa la hey hey ka a ko me nu da a nu yo hey wa me re hey a yo hey za hey shi hey me ka ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la re yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo ta he be me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day of Heshvan, the 12th day, and my computer is running a little slow, so apologize for the delay. Rabbi Zev Wolf Kinsitz, Rabbi Yehuda Tzadka, Rabbi Nahum of Shadik, Rabbi Moshe Kramer, and today is the 12th day of Cheshvan, is the Yortzeit of Yitzhak Rabin, the assassinated Prime Minister of Israel. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yesod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Hod. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. You ahuni wu yo hu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yo hi. Yi ahini wu yo hi. Yi ahini wu yo hi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wu yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Yo ahuni wo yo ho. Gevura. Ye ach. Ni we yo. Ye ach. Ni we yo. Ye ach. Ni we yo. Chesed. Ye aheni we yo he. Ye aheni we yo he. Yeah, hemi we yo he. Bina. Yeah, hemi we yo he. Yeah, hemi we yo he. Yeah, hemi we yo he. Hachma. Yeah, honey we yo ha. Yeah, honey we yo ha. Yeah, honey we yo ha. Getter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadivarim ha'ele lemor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Meretz Mitzrayim mi beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh. Lecha pesel, we call to Muna, Asher b'shamayim, Mima al v'asher ba'aretz mitachat, Wa'asher b'mayim mitachat la'aretz, Lo tishtachawe lachem, Willo ta'avdem, ki anochi, Hashem Elohecha Elkana Poked Awom Avot Albanim Al Shileshim We all Rebeim Lashonai We Oseh Hesed La Alafim La Ochavai shomre mitzvotai lo tisai et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav ki lo yinakeh Hashem et asher yisa et shemo lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat l'kadsho sheshet yamim ta'avod v'yasita ko belachtecha v'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la'shem elohecha lo ta'ase ko melacha ata u'bincha uvitecha avdecha wa'amadcha uhemtecha v'gercha asher v'sharecha ki sheshet yamim asa Hashem et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz et ha-yam v'et kol asher bam Vayanach b'yom ha-shvi'i. Al kein berach Hashem et yom ha-shabbat. Vayikad shehu kabed et avicha v'et imecha. Leman yarikun yamecha. Al ha-adama asher Hashem Elohecha. Noten lach. Lo tirtzach, lo tinach, lo tignot, lo ta'ane bereacha, en shaker, lo tachmod, beit reecha, lo tachmod, eshet reecha, ve'avdo va'amato, v'shoro v'chamoro, v'kol asher li re'echa. We will now connect to the Ani meditation. Excuse me, the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey yud, yud hey. Yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey, yud, yud hey, yud hey wav, yud hey wav hey. We will now connect to the abridged Kaddish, which we will use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight. Itkadal v'itkadash shemei rabah, and we all say Amen. V'yalma divra kirute v'yam lich malchute b'chayechon v'yomechon u'chaye dekol beit Yisrael v'agala v'izman kariv. Itparach v'ishtabach v'itpa'ar v'ipromam v'itnase v'itadar v'itale v'italal shemei dekudsha v'eila min kol birkata v'shirata tushvechata v'nechemata da'amiran b'alma yehei shlama rabba min shemaya V'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom b'imromav hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Today's class is a Zohar class. It's for the parasha of Vayera. And Vayera sometimes is spelled V-A-Y-E-I-R-A, and sometimes V-A-Y-A-R-A, and sometimes V-A-Y-E-R-A. So please go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column, and click on that link that will take you to the list of all of the 54 parashas plus the holidays. Scroll down to the fourth or fifth link, which is spelled V-A-Y-E-I-R-A, Vayera. And when that link opens up, scroll to section 7, which also tells you that it's not yet complete, but we will be able to start with Pasuk 93 after we do a L'shem Yehud. But first we will do the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines, and then we will do the L'shem Yehud. Please close your eyes, lean slightly to the left, as we say together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad. Hashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bovavhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kov Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah V'yino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kurenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kurenehu. Pasuk 93 in section 7 of Zohar Vayera. Tachatse betar ve'it gezar Avraham hawayativ v'kayiv v'kud shabarichu shadar legabeya telat malachim be'it galya le'achda maleya shalam ve'it ema deha be'it galya Bekiman yakil mechem me malakin v'haketiv ose malachav ruchot v'gomer. The translation. Come and see, after Abraham had circumcised himself, he sat down and was in pain. The Holy One, blessed be He, sent him three visible angels to inquire of his well-being. You may wonder how they were visible, for who is able to see angels, as it is written, who makes his angels spirits, and the word for spirit is ruach, which also translates as winds. My commentary is that the pasuk is clear as written, and the question will be answered below. Pasuk 94. Elavadaicha malon binachateliara kegavna divne nashavala ikshela haideha vadainun ruchin kadishin uvshata denachateliarma mitlavishin biavire Be who is your soul day to go mean we eat hazu lightly, vain asha mamash your tezu the oak deal home. The translation, and he replies, he certainly did see them because they came to earth in the image of men. And it should not be hard for you to understand, because they are definitely holy spirits. But when they came down to this world, they enclosed themselves with the air and the elements of covering and enveloping until they appeared to people exactly in their image. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written. When one greets another, they shake hands. Reading this translation indicates that they utilize the air to be seen in the manner that people expect them to be seen. What is not said is perhaps they use telepathy to be seen by the person, including the sense of touch. Pasuk 95. Utahatse Abraham Hamalon Kehezu Benena Shah, the Af Al Gal de Hawa Kaiv Bimila Nafak Urhat Avat Raihu Begindila Lamigra Mad Hawa Aved Mikad Batana. The translation. Come and see. Abraham saw them in the image of men, and even though he was in pain because of the circumcision, he ran forth to greet them so that he would not miss anything and would not behave differently than before his circumcision, when he always accepted and welcomed new guests. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written. Why was it important for Abraham to behave the same before and after the Brit? Pasuk 96. Amar Rabbi Shimon Vadai Kechezu Demalakin Chamalon Mi madikti vayomar Adonai the Aleph Dalet Shekin ta hawa atya the ilain hawo sit semichin dila the karsiyayo the gaba begin de inun ke gabin tilatit to the chota. Rabbi Shimon said, he definitely did not see them in the form of angels. This can be understood from the words, and he said, my lords. The Hebrew word is Adonai, with the letters Aleph and Dalet. These letters, which form the name of the Shekhinah, are the first two letters of the name Adonai. For it was the Shekhinah that was approaching. And these angels were her supports and her throne. They are the three colors, white, red, and green, that are under the Shekhinah. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Do you think that telepathy works in a way that one person can see one way and another person see another way? Lesson 97. Bihamaha shtabagindis gazar. Madilahawa hame mekadmat daina. Adla iskazar. Pekadme tala. Hawaya daila. Deinun benena sha. Uvatar yada. Deinun malachin kadishin. Beato bishlichuta, begabeya, beshata diamaru, leyaye, sara ishtaka, ishtaka uvisru, leya beshurat yitzak. The translation. And he saw that they were angels because after he was circumcised, he was able to see what he did not see before he was circumcised. At first, he thought they were human beings. Later, he realized that they were angels on a mission from the Holy One, blessed be He. They fulfilled this mission when they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" and informed him about Isaac. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. An angel is given one task at a time. Why does Rabbi Ashlag say they gave Abraham the message when it was only one angel with that task? Pasuk 98. Hey, lavat one de kudo dayo, pasimanayo, remez lima dilela, remez lakut shabarichu, yo merhine. Yo hel ketiv, hakahine vao hel uktiv hatam, o hel bal yitzan, wigomer ta te ke wandanakud, ayo amai, ketiv levatar aye ela, begin de chibura. Did car benuva kahadaraza dimem nuta kedain amar vayomer hineva o hel taman ukeshura dekolavitaman ishtakas. The translation. In the word elav, meaning to him, which appears in the verse, and they said to him, the letters with vowels are aleph, yud, and vav. And this sign, ayo, alludes to what is above, implying the Holy One, blessed be He. And they asked about him, ayo, literally, where is he? And he replies, behold, in the tent. This means that he was attached to the Shekhinah, because here it is written in the tent, and there it is written a tabernacle, a tent that shall not be taken down. Thus it refers to the Shekhinah, just as in the latter case, latter verse. Come and behold, because Ayo has vowels already, why is it then written Ayeh, where? And he replies, because the secret of the faith is the union of the male and female as one. This is why they asked of the Holy One, blessed be He, where is He? Ayo. And they ask of the Shekhinah, Where is she? Aye. This means that they aroused him to form a union of the Holy One, blessed be he, with his Shekhinah. The verse continues, and he said, behold, in the tent, because therein lies the bond of everything, namely the Nukva, who is called the tent, and the Holy One, blessed be he. My commentary. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. There are many questions to ask regarding this Pasuk. Pasuk 99. Aye wigomer wiki lahawo yade malake ilae disarazine vayohel amai ketiv aye ela la yade v'hai alma elama v'id mesar l'ho l'minda tachate v'yavor v'arti v'yeretz mitraim ani Hashem v'kitama shalichin u'malakin it lay under kusha berichu ela begin de inun la yade ben tipa tuktu ukra lahahu tila bukra bar kusha berichu bil chodai. The translation. Of the question, where is she, he asked, did the celestial angels not know that Sarah was in the tent? If so, why then is it written they asked about her, saying, Aye, where? And he replies, the angels have no knowledge of this world, except what is given them to know. Come and see, for I will pass through the land of Egypt. I am Hashem. And he asks, the Holy One, blessed be he, has so many messengers and angels. Why did he have to pass through the land of Egypt by himself? And he replies, because the angels do not know how to distinguish between the sperm of a firstborn and that which is not. Only the Holy One, blessed be he, alone knows this. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Is a sperm identified in the body after birth? Can modern science identify a firstborn from its DNA? Are records kept on which child is a firstborn? Is this on the male chromosome only? Pasuk 100. Kegavna da hitye weita taval mitzchot hanashim v'amayr tzerikin ela v'gindinun la yade ela mal deit mesar lom lumin da kegon kolinun milin tzamin kuchabarichu v'ayta alalma umem tet begin de kuchabarichu a'avar karoza v'kal ho rakin v'ahi yom milad zamin Le'ata al-alma. The translation. This is similar to the text, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men. Why do the angels need this mark? Because the angels know only what they are informed of. For example, How do they know all that the Holy One, blessed be He, plans on doing in the world? They know because the Holy One, blessed be He, sends announcements throughout the heavens, informing them of what He is about to perform in the world. The angels hear these announcements and know. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Is Hashem in every being, angel, human, animal, plant, insect? Does this voice issue from within each part of ourselves? Pasuk 101. Kegavna da b'shata simcha bela ishtekach b'alma ba'e barnash leitkashya b'beite vela itchaze b'shuka b'gindela itchabayel kedavar acher V'atem lo titzu ish mipetach beito ad boker minayhu diakil listat ra ein aval mekame uchabrihu labae v'istat ra maketiv Im yisachter ish b'mistarim wa'ani lo ayredu na'um ha'ashem. The translation. In the same way, when the angel of destruction roams the world, people should hide at home and not be seen at the marketplace. This will prevent the angel of destruction from destroying and hurting them, as it is written. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning, because from them, from the angels, we can and should hide. But there is no need to hide from the Holy One, blessed be He, as it is written. Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him? Says Hashem. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. The angel of destruction requires to perceive whom he takes. Thus, his is as limited as humans. Yet humans can achieve the ability to perceive all knowledge. Pasuk 102. Aye Sara Ishtecha Bela Dela Baul Omar Kama Ke Wandi Amar Bhine Vio Helmi Advio Mer Shovashu Velecha Ke Eitchawa Bhine Bain Lesara Ishtecha Wigomer Tachateorach Aradiad La Azmin Avraham Kamaihu Lemekal La Maru Lea Mide Begin Dilayit Haze Divgin Hahi Bishora Kazmin Lehu lemekal, batar dikti vayokelo, kedein amaru, leyahahiyo beshora. The translation. Where is Sarah, your wife? He did not understand why they asked about her. When they heard she was in the tent, they did not enter it to inform her. Instead, they remained outside while they informed Abraham, and he answers, they did not want to announce the good news in front of her. So immediately after he said, behold, in the tent, it is then written, he said, I will return and definitely come back to you at this time next year. And lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. Come and behold, it was very polite and proper that they said nothing to Abraham before he invited them to eat. This way it did not seem that he invited them to eat, because of the good news that they brought him. Therefore, only after the verse stated, and they ate, did they inform him about the good news. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. This is teaching us to contemplate the effect of our words and actions upon all who hear or see. Pasuk 103. Ve'yokelu salka di'ata v'ki malake ila e'achle ela begin ya yikara de Avraham itchaze hake amar Rabbi Elazar ve'yokelu v'dai. Begin the inun esha de akil esha. Vela itchaze vekol mad ayahav lon Avraham. Hakle begin the mis, misitra de Avraham akle leela. The translation. Yes, it is written, and they ate, but do celestial angels eat? And he replies, for the sake of Abraham's honor, it seemed as though they ate. This means that they made it seem as though they were eating. Rabbi Elazar said they did actually eat, because they are the fire that consumes fire. And it is not as though they were eating, so they ate everything that Abraham offered them. Because from the side of Abraham, they ate on a supernal level. This means that the drawing down of chasadim is the secret of eating on a supernal level. And Abraham is the secret of chesed. Therefore, everything he offered them came from his own attribute, from the attribute of chesed. And they ate just as they eat above in the heavens. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. What happens on earth happens in heaven. What happens in heaven happens on earth. This is the lesson of this pasuk. Pasuk 104, and this will be the last one for tonight. Tachatze koma diakil Abraham. Betahara ihu ka akil, ugin ka akrev, ka maihu viakle, unter Abraham beveteya, dikya umsavuta, diafilu barnashti umsav, lahawa mashamesh. Vete adiavet leya tevila o aved leya lenatra tisiva yomim kikacha zeleya vete ya vahake uvadai. The translation. Come and see. Everything Abraham ate was according to the rites of purity. And because of this, he served it to the angels who ate. In his home, he observed the rites of purity so strictly that an impure person would not serve at his home unless he, Abraham, immersed him in a ritual bath if he was slightly impure, or he made him keep purity properly for 7 days at his home if he was severely impure. Afterwards, he immersed him. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. How does one tell if another is impure? The answer is in the Torah. It's the end of our class. We will do more of this section on Thursday evening. Does anyone have any questions?
Well, every one of the questions you ask, a lot of questions.
Well, that's what the Zohar is about, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but you raise questions I don't think I would have thought of. So I'm going, I slept 3 hours today so I can go back and read tonight without falling asleep. So I'll go back and reread and see, you know, but thank you.
Thank you. You have a good week, Shavuot Tov. And we will have two classes tomorrow, one at 10:30 and one at 3. 10:30, we will continue our study of the Book of Job. At 3 o'clock, will be Advanced Reincarnations. I hope you'll join us for one or both.
Okay. Hope to.
Shalom Gadol. Okay.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you, Hanok.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great week.